There were two teenage girls in Myron's basement. That was how it began. Later, when Myron looked back on all the loss and heartbreak, this first series of what-ifs would rise up and haunt him anew. What if he hadn't needed ice? What if he'd opened his basement door a minute earlier or a minute later? What if the two teenage girls, what were they doing alone in his basement in the first place, had spoken in whispers so that he hadn't overheard them? What if he had just minded his own business? From the top of the stairs, Myron heard the girls giggling. He stopped. For a moment, he considered closing the door and leaving them alone. His small soiree was low on ice, not out of it. He could come back. But before he could turn away, one of the girls' voices wafted smoke-like up the stairwell. "So you went with Randy?" The other. "Oh my God, we were like so wasted." "From beer?" "Beer and shots, yeah." "How did you get home?" "Randy drove." At the top of the stairs, Myron stiffened. "But you said, shh!" Then, "Hello, is someone there?" Caught. Myron took the stairs in a trot, whistling as he went. Mr. Casual. The two girls were sitting in what used to be Myron's bedroom. The basement had been finished in 1975 and looked it. Myron's father, who was currently lollygagging with Mom in some condo near Boca Raton, had been big on two-sided tape. The adhesive wood paneling, a look that aged about as well as the Betamax, had started to give. In some spots, the concrete walls were now visible and noticeably flaking. The floor tiles, fastened down with something akin to Elmer's glue, were buckling. They crunched beetle-like when you stepped on them. The two girls, one Myron had known her whole life, the other he had just met today, looked up at him with wide eyes. For a moment, no one spoke. He gave them a little wave. "Hey, girls." Myron Boletar prided himself on big opening lines. The girls were both high school seniors, both pretty in that cultish way. The one sitting on the corner of his old bed, the one he had met for the first time an hour ago, was named Erin. Myron started dating Erin's mother, a widow and freelance magazine writer named Allie Wilder, 2 months ago. This party, here at the house Myron had grown up in and now owned, was something of a coming-out party for Myron and Allie as a couple. The other girl, Amy Beale, mimicked his wave and tone. "Hey, Myron." More silence. He first saw Amy Beale the day after she was born at St. Barnabas Hospital. Amy and her parents, Claire and Eric, lived two blocks away. Myron had known Claire since their years together at Heritage Middle School, less than half a mile from where they now gathered. Myron turned toward Amy. For a moment, he fell back more than 25 years. Amy looked so much like her mother, had the same crooked, devil-may-care grin. It was like looking through a time portal. "I was just getting some ice," Myron said. He pointed toward the freezer with his thumb to illustrate the point. "Cool," Amy said. "Very cool," Myron said. "Ice cold, in fact." Myron chuckled, alone. With the stupid grin still on his face, Myron looked over at Erin. She turned away. That had been her basic reaction today, polite and aloof. "Can I ask you something?" Amy said.
"Shoot."
She spread her hands. "Was this really your room growing up?" "Indeed it was." The two girls exchanged a glance. Amy giggled. Erin did likewise. "What?" Myron said. "This room. I mean, could it possibly be lamer?" Erin finally spoke. "It's like too retro to be retro." "What do you call this thing?" Amy asked, pointing below her. "A beanbag chair," Myron said. The two girls giggled some more. "And how come this lamp has a black light bulb?" "It makes the posters glow." More laughs. "Hey, I was in high school," Myron said, as if that explained everything. "Did you ever bring a girl down here?" Amy asked. Myron put his hand to his heart. "A true gentleman never kisses and tells." Then, "Yes." "How many?"
"How many what?"
"How many girls did you bring down here?"
"Oh, approximately," Myron looked up, drew in the air with his index finger, "carry the three, I'd say somewhere between 800,000 and 900,000.
That caused rip-roaring laughter. "Actually," Amy said, "Mom says you used to be real cute." Myron arched an eyebrow. "Used to be?" Both girls high-fived and fell about the place. Myron shook his head and grumbled something about respecting their elders.